Hi, let's talk about Miss Artis, Artis Allen, Allen. Let me make sure that it's a spelling. Yeah, it's Artisallen. Date of birth is 7/19/1949. This is a let me see, 1949. Seventy-six-year-old woman lives in Cleveland in her house, in her own house. Her daughter Connie and her sister see on a regular basis, period. She had five children. One son died. I've gotten information, most of the information from Connie, her daughter, period. She never was a heavy smoker or drinker. She was working as a nurse previously, period. She has a history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, CHF, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Period. She has had over seven surgeries. She can remember the aortic thoracic, aortic aneurysm repair, tubal ligation, rest of them she can't remember. Allergy, tramadol medication, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, hydralazine 50 milligram TID, isodil 10 milligram three times a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Coreg 12.5 milligram BID, Jardiance 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram once a day. Family history, she doesn't know anything about her mom and dad. She said they died of old age, period. She, while she was being treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, she received chemotherapy with Revlimid, R-E-V-E-L-M-E-D, which caused skin sores and burns, in quotations, over the back of her legs. The right side, there's still about a 1.5 to 2 centimeter open wound present. The left side, there's a fungating mass of tissue that's protruding out and requires treatment and dressing changes on a regular basis. This is responding well to the treatment per Connie, combination of Santyl and Xeriform, X-E-R-E-F-O-M, X-E-R-E-F-O-R-M, period. Any paragraph? On exam, incidentally, Ms. Allen just left the hospital 2 days ago, or yesterday. She was hospitalized for a few days because of congestive heart failure. She had over 10 pounds of fluid on board, period. She's not on oxygen at this time, but she was very much short of breath and had severe 4-plus edema bilaterally before she went in the hospital. Blood pressure is 153 over 78. Pulse is 92. Respirations 18. O2 sats 97%. Heart positive, small positive, two. Lungs, few ronchi and rows, noted in both bases. Abdomen soft. Neck shows slight JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with that. Lesion lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment 70. Six-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Hypertension, coronary artery disease, left ventricular hypertrophy, right-sided heart failure, period. New paragraph, patient is not using oxygen at this time, period. Patient has a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which caused the wound development on the back of her legs on the right side, which is almost completely healed, except for 1 to 2 centimeter open wound that requires treatment with Santyl and the XOROFOM, XOROFORM, dressing changes, period. Period. The patient on the left side has a 3 or 4 centimeter open wound with a fungating mass protruding out, which is responding to Santyl treatment related to most likely granulation tissue. Period. Would recommend continue with the current treatment plan and reevaluate in the next week. Period. The daughter is the one that's managing the wound and dressing it on a daily basis. With the presence of hospice since yesterday, they would also be able to help with the wound care as well. Period. There's no sign of infection, period. As far as congestive heart failure is concerned, she seems to be partially compensated at the current time with the current medication. I do not have an EF, and the nature of this heart failure, whether it's systolic or diastolic in nature, period. Findings discussed with patient's daughter, and we'll follow with look for any signs of infections in the future. Thank you.